Okay, hi. 752. And our guest would be Joe.
Our guest would be the mayor of the fine city of New Britain, who announced yesterday she's running for a fourth term. It's Mayor Erin Stewart. Madam Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a while, guys. How are you?
I know. We're good. I think the last time we talked to you, you were in the hunt statewide, but you got back and you're local. And what is it about New Britain that makes you want to stay on as its mayor?
Oh, my job here is not done yet. You know what? It's kind of like sometimes if you're in a job, you go for a promotion and you don't get it, right? Well, you still go back to the job that you had before.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, my work in New Britain is definitely not done yet. There's so much that we've been able to accomplish over the last 6 years, and I know that I need another 2 years to continue that positive work that we've been doing to turn the city around.
How often do you speak to your father, who is also a mayor? Well, no. I mean, as far as do you go to him? I'm sorry. I don't want to get you in trouble. I'm just saying. You're the 40th mayor. He was number 39, I think.
38.
Okay. So you had one in between, and you never talked to that guy. Okay. So, but does, you know, because he's a savvy politician, do you sometimes ask him for advice?
Oh, I talk to my dad all the time. I think I learned very early on that, you know, I always ask him for his opinion. That doesn't necessarily mean
I have to take it. Okay.
Right. It's always good to hear another opinion from somebody who's done it before. But, you know, at 6 years in, I think he kind of expects me to do my own thing now.
When you look, exactly, and I'm sure he's quite proud of you. I know he is. When you look at the projects, Erin, that you've been able to accomplish in the first 6 years, what are you proudest of?
Oh, well, I know that we often talk about the busway to nowhere, right? however, that busway has allowed the city of New Britain to leverage tens of millions of dollars in federal financing for projects to absolutely reconstruct and reimagine downtown New Britain. Downtown New Britain is a very different place today than it was 6 years ago.
I agree.
Because of the work we've been able to do for that. You know, it's a quality of life thing, and I think the quality of life in New Britain is much better than it was in the past, and that's due to new investments, new businesses, more jobs, all these things, but creating this vibrant economy that we've been working so hard at.
Capital Lunch is still there, though, isn't it?
That's always a staple.
Okay, we gotta make sure that's there. Hey, you know, but the thing is, you know, I think the amazing thing is, and I get my hair cut over at Mr. Joseph there on West Main, and, you know, the guys in there, by and large, anyway, the point is, these guys are always in touch with what's going on in town. It's a heavily Democratic town, and yet you're getting elected as a Republican.
Very much so, because you know what? There's no Republican or Democrat way to fill a pothole, right? As long as we're getting the job done and we have a good vision and everybody is happy, I don't think the people in the city really care about what party you are. It's about who's getting the job done on behalf of all of our residents. And so I think I deserve 2 more years, and I'm looking forward to hitting the campaign trail to start telling everybody about my plans for the future.
I know you've got projects that are ongoing that you want to complete, Erin. Is there something that you haven't been able to get to yet that you'll be looking to make a focus if you're reelected?
There is one project that has just started that will take a couple of years to complete, and that's the Energy and Innovation Park. This is the huge fuel cell-powered data center that will be the biggest of its kind in the world, based in the city of New Britain, and I would certainly like to be able to see project manage that through.
How will state budget crunches or the like affect the funds that your city gets?
So we got lucky so far. But we haven't received any indication of mid-year cuts. I'm not quite sure. It'll be difficult once they start actually crunching the budget numbers. And you and I know that doesn't happen until, what, the last 2 days of the legislature?
Absolutely. Maybe the last 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, I put forth a budget that does not increase taxes in the city of New Britain next year. I was told by all my surrounding mayors that I was taken off their Christmas card list.
Wait. Why? Because you're not raising taxes?
Yeah.
Well, you know, your neighbor not too far away, Luke Bronin, did his budget last night, and he's saying, I'm not going to raise taxes, so maybe you're setting a trend.
Hey, easy for him to say. He got $40 million of our money to help.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. New Britain, obviously, you can get to from 84 or 9. 84 would be a road that would be tolled. Will that have any impact at all on your city?
Absolutely. City of New Britain, not only Route 9, but 72, we've got easy access to 91 and 84.
Right.
That's what makes New Britain so unique, sitting in the center of the state. It's what makes it attractive to business. We had this debate actually at our local city council meeting just a couple weeks ago about how tolls would impact people traveling to and from work. And it's going to have a negative impact, no doubt about it.
Well, and when they unveiled the one of the original plans, 72 is going to get whacked too.
Yes. And who the heck knows? They keep revealing plans week after week, but we don't even know what the actual plan is now. How do you know what to believe? That's the more frustrating part.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are frustrated at that. Well, congratulations on 6 great years. Good luck on your reelection campaign. I know you have an event coming up next Tuesday from 5 to 7:30 at the VFW Post. People can go to stuartfornb.com to find out more. Aaron, thanks for a few minutes. We always appreciate it. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to the campaign.
Thank
Call
you.
Call anytime.
All right. It's Aaron Stewart. Very popular mayor. And you're right. That's a Democratic stronghold.
I mean, big time.
And
she's getting things through.
Yeah, she's broken through. And she's doing a good job.
Well, she's very likable.
Yes, I would agree. She's very likable. And she's had to navigate through a couple of tough times, the loss of the yard goats and the controversy with her dad, unfortunately, who made some remarks that he later regretted.